If it's a free country, you can have any kind of club you want. But if you're not going to obey the Bible, why call your club the church? This is no idle question. What do you expect will happen to those who claim to be his church, but actually follow the assumptions and traditions of men? They may refer to the Bible, but they have no intention of obeying all and only what Christ requires in his New Testament. Of these, Jesus said, "If the salt has lost its saltiness, what's it worth? It's good for nothing but to be cast out and trampled under the feet of men," Matthew 5:13. An awful judgment is about to fall on nearly all the churches of this land. But how can salt lose its saltiness? At that time, salt was mined, cut, transported, and sold in rectangular slabs. Those slabs, far from pure, were a hard gray-brown sediment, full of minerals and other impurities. Because of humidity, especially in wet winter months, the actual salt in the slabs slowly leached out, moisture drawn in by the salt, then dried, leaving powdery salt all over the slabs. Like dust, that powdery salt fell off or blew away in the breeze. So eventually there'd be far more tasteless grit in the slabs than salt. The bland granules left behind were good for nothing, but to be thrown out onto frosty, slippery stone walkways and trampled underfoot. But what's Jesus' real point? Well, back then, if two men entered into a serious covenant or contract, it was called a covenant or testament of salt. Here's why. An animal, often a lamb, was designated the testator. As long as that lamb was alive, the two men could haggle over the terms of their covenant. But when they came to agreement, they cut the lamb's throat. In Hebrew, you don't make a covenant, you cut a covenant. It's where you get the words, cut a deal. The blood sealed the covenant. The terms were final, binding, no adding, no taking away. The lamb was then roasted and lavishly sprinkled with salt. As the two men ate of it together, each declared to the other, "There is salt between us." Then if either failed to keep every word of that covenant, he'd be a son of Belial, a worthless person, unworthy of life because he was a man who had lost his salt. Under the Old Testament, the altar was God's covenant table. No sacrifice was accepted upon it unless it was salted with the salt of the covenant, Leviticus 2:13. Jesus is the Lamb, the testator of the everlasting New Testament. Where a testament is, there must be the death of the testator, Hebrews 9:16. Before he died and rose again, Jesus said, "If a man keep my word, he shall never see death." He will hold you to every word of the testament that he sealed in his blood. If you're not the salt of the earth, you're not his. Lost your salt? For the Chosen, this is Edward Crawford.